Well, today, Gable Tosti is spending his first day as a truly free man after being dramatically cleared of killing his Gold Coast Tinder date, Warina Wright. Now, Tosti left the Brisbane Supreme Court yesterday after a jury found him not guilty of murder, not guilty of manslaughter in the death of Ms. Wright, who fell to her death from his 14th floor Surfers Paradise balcony in 2014. But one of the strangest parts to this case, and there were plenty, is that Tosti actually recorded what went on between the two of them, including just moments before her death. It probably got him the verdict he received yesterday. But this was used as key evidence. Have a listen to those final moments.
You're lucky I haven't chucked you off my balcony, you goddamn psycho little Who the do you think you am?
If you try to pull anything, I'll knock you out. I'll knock you the out. Do you understand?
Who the f*** do you think you are?
No!
Hmm?
No! No! No!
It's all on recording,
no!
You know?
No!
It's all being
recorded. No! No! You're living at home!
No! I would, but you've been attacked.
It's chilling. Difficult to hear because they were her last moments. And there are still questions that we don't have answers to and may never. Why was he recording this on a mobile phone in the first place? Why didn't he let her go home when she asked? Why the balcony? Nick Dore, Gable Tosti's lawyer, joins me on the line right now. Mr. Dore, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome. Good morning. Good afternoon, sorry.
Yeah, well done on the result. Gable himself must be drastically relieved.
Yes. No, he was very, very relieved yesterday afternoon when the verdict came in, particularly too, given the application that was dismissed just prior to, but yes, they was very relieved.
How did he handle the trial on a private level? Did he think he was going to get off? Was he optimistic? Was he pessimistic?
Oh, look, without sounding cocky, we were always relatively confident that once a jury considered all the evidence, and we've got to remember that part of the tape is, you know, 6 minutes of an hour and 46 minutes, that once it was considered in its context, all the evidence was considered by a jury, We were confident that he would be found not guilty, but obviously there's still risks associated with it, and we were certainly never cocky about it.
Were you surprised when the DPP took the case this far? Because the more I heard of the evidence that was presented, the more I felt to myself that the only crime that this bloke committed was probably false imprisonment and assault.
Look, I mean, the matter was prosecuted in a way that obviously the Director of Public Prosecutions felt that there was enough evidence to lead to a conviction.
But around the traps, the legal traps of Brisbane, you must have had conversations where people said, "Why are they going this far?"
Oh, look! Naturally, I mean, it was the talk of George Street throughout the course of the trial.
Yeah, I bet
lots of people were confused and perplexed in relation to it. I could understand the logic behind the Director of Public Prosecutions proceeding with the charge. We made an application to the court for the charge of murder to basically be dismissed and not to go to the jury. That was considered by the Supreme Court Justice, and it was dismissed. So it went to the jury.
Yeah.
And our Director of Public Prosecutions, Michael Byrne, QC, is a very intelligent man, so I don't think the decision would have been taken very lightly by him.
Now, the audio. Why was he recording in the first place? An hour 46 minutes? What an unusual thing to do when you're on a date.
It goes a lot longer than that. It continues to record throughout the course of his walking around.
Why?
So, to be honest with you, you must have asked him. No, I've never asked him as to why he did. To be perfectly honest with you, it was always just a part of the evidence that, in my view, didn't need necessarily explanation. But, I mean, look, luckily he did. I mean, in the end of the day, it rest or fell on that piece of evidence. And had that evidence not been there, would anyone have believed what actually transpired that night, the version of this person? You know what I mean?
Well, he would have got closer to a guilty verdict than yesterday.
Definitely.
Why didn't he let her go home?
So I can't answer that.
He took her out onto the balcony just moments after saying, "You're lucky I haven't chucked you off the balcony, you psycho little bitch." Was it a sick way of imprisoning her? What was going through his mind? Can you work that out?
Well, it's a bit hard to comment now, considering that the jury's considered that question, and several defences were open to him in relation to that.
Mm.
And at the end of the day, it appears that the jury's considered his actions lawful.
It's, I don't know, maybe it's a sick way of imprisoning her. Maybe it was just something he wanted to do. Who knows? We may never know.
That's right.
When she pleaded for him to let her go home, we've just played that audio, Mr. Tosti told her, "I would, but you've been a bad girl." Was it punishment?
I can't answer what was going through either of their minds at the time.
Yeah.
The evidence was the audio.
Yeah. There was a near mistrial yesterday when one juror outed herself on Instagram, and it happened many times. Was the jury given specific direction about social media use during that time?
Yes, yeah.
They were.
Juries are given, yes. Yes, all juries are given that warning. Whether or not there needs to be a review, I hear there's, once again, a lot of George Street talk in relation to that. I mean, His Honour clearly stated to not talk about the matter on social media. So there was a clear direction there. I just don't know what can happen in relation to policing it. You know, the 12 members of the jury got to go home. And we live in a world now where you can swipe your mobile phone to pay for your groceries.
And it's an addiction for many, many, many people in this country to diarise their day on Instagram.
Naturally. And it probably speaks more about the way communication has evolved in the community more than anything, that the coffee banter you have over a cup of coffee with someone now isn't just between two people. No. It can be between four or five people.
Yeah,
but unfortunately, it has consequences.
Or 2,000 in her case.
2,000. That's exactly it. And even though it's only being meant to be between two or three people, you're right, 2,513 followers know that you're having a cup of coffee and know that you're on a jury trial.
Yeah, you've done the work to allow your client to walk free and deserve congratulations for it, but you nearly derailed his not guilty verdict by opposing what went on with the jury.
That's right. I mean, that was a tough call to make, because obviously if it had been the other way around, we needed to make that application. It was a tactical decision to make it, and obviously we would have to live with the consequences. We would never have known the consequences, though.
No.
Had they been discharged, we would never know whether...
It would have torn the little paper up.
That's so. That's exactly it. And, you know, and there may have been a bit of Dirty Harry, and I got to know, had he fired five shots or only six, but we had to make that decision.
We haven't seen much emotion from Gable during the trial. I've noticed a lot of the stories written about his life today indicate that he was a little bit of a nerd, a hermit, and all that sort of stuff.
I don't know much about Gable's personal life or backstory. I haven't read any news, and I've got to be honest, I haven't read any newspaper articles online. I've just been advised that there's been some articles today about that. And look, he was a good client. He wasn't rude. He wasn't overbearing. He remained emotionless. But don't forget, too, his life was under a microscope. Every time he posted something on Facebook, there was criticism. Right. There was outrage. There was, why should Gable Tosti be able to post things on Facebook?
But has he expressed a degree of regret for what he did?
He has expressed regret, and he certainly wanted to express that more publicly, but it was under my advice that I advised him not to.
Does he want to apologise to the Wright family?
Oh, he certainly wants to express his sympathies, yes.
Will he go back on Tinder again?
I don't know. I find it highly unlikely. Mm.
Nick Dorr, thank you very much for your time this afternoon.
Not a problem. Thank you for speaking.
Okay. Gable Tosti's lawyer, Nick Dorr.